Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Girl Covering Podcast. My name is Kelly, and I am so glad that you're joining me today. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. Please feel free to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you can be notified every time a new episode comes out. And with that, Happy New Year, everyone. This is the first episode of the new year. This is also the first episode of season 4, which is insane that we're on season 4 of this podcast. I remember starting this in first year, starting with season 1, thinking I'd make a grand total of 10 episodes, and here we are, season 4. And last season, I definitely made more episodes than previous seasons, so thank you for bearing with me and listening along if you did. And I listened to feedback. A lot of you have come to me with podcast ideas and things that you want to hear about, so this is going to be the year of making those episodes for you. So I'm pretty excited with the lineup I have for everyone. Can't wait for you to listen along. And we're going to start off strong in today's episode talking about gratitude. When I talk about gratitude, I always say that it is the key to happiness. Sounds cheesy. You're going to hear me say that a lot, but honestly, practicing gratitude is really my little life hack to being happier every single day. Sounds pretty great, right? So why don't we just jump on into it with a little bit of a backstory. So I have fallen victim to self-comparison for years. Ever since I was very young, I have constantly compared myself to the people around me, people in the media, just everyone. And it is so insanely unhealthy, but it became such a common and normal practice for me that when I wasn't doing it, I felt weird, which is not something you want to think when it comes to self-comparison. I mean, come on. So I was always comparing myself, and it is pretty easy when you're younger in this day and age because you have social media, you have the news, you have all these friends wanting to talk about all the amazing things that are happening in their life because that's what social media is. No one's going to post the bad stuff, so everyone always posts the good stuff, which is completely fake. And it's not a real depiction of life, but we all fall victim of comparing ourselves to those unrealistic standards that are plastered all over the media. I mean, I work in marketing, and literally the point of my job is to sell a lifestyle, a product, an ideal that people should want to have. And because of that, people are going to compare themselves to things that they don't have. And that had really gotten to me because it led me into many depressive episodes over the years, because when you're constantly comparing yourself to other people or lifestyles that aren't necessarily real because they're in the media, you're trying to achieve this completely unattainable, idealistic lifestyle that you're never going to achieve. And that is never going to work out, because when you're trying to get everything that people are telling you to get so that you can be happy, you're never actually going to be happy. There's always going to be something more that you could be reaching for, or that you could want, or that's going to make you complete. But that's not how you become a happier person. You become a happier person with realizing what you do have and not what you don't. And that's why I always say the key to happiness is practicing gratitude and focusing on the present and what you have in your life and not what you don't, because you're going to keep going in circles of comparing yourself and going on that downward spiral of never feeling like you have enough and never achieving this unattainable level of perfection that you are told so commonly that you should be achieving. So, first step, recognition and realizing that it is something that is affecting you, because a lot of people don't even realize that they're comparing themselves to others. I was so deep into it that I would literally count how many friends I had and compare it to others. That's ridiculous, because quality over quantity, but also people might have a million friends or go to all these parties and never actually be happy. They might smile for the cameras, but go home and cry themselves to sleep. You have no idea. No one has any idea. And that's why so many celebrities will say they would prefer a quiet lifestyle, because they get all of this glitz and glam and this super fantastic lifestyle and then realize it makes them incredibly depressed. And I think a lot of us say, oh no, we're depressed in our current situation, we want more. But it doesn't matter the quantity of what you have, more so the quality. And that is nothing to compare yourself to others about, because what makes someone happy isn't necessarily going to make you happy. And what they have isn't necessarily what you want to have. And you might think otherwise, but you never know. You just never know. Because that person might be happy, but that person might be happy with two friends and staying in every weekend. You don't know that. You just think you know things, and you kind of fill in the blank so that you can compare yourself. And sometimes it feels comfortable comparing ourselves, which is so wrong, and we're going to teach you how not to do that. So let's talk about being a little more happier every day and actually practicing gratitude, because it is something that takes a lot of practice. It isn't something that will naturally make you feel happier overnight. I know I talk about it being the life hack to happiness, but it does take practice. So I'm going to share with you some of my top tips to practicing gratitude. Number one, the most popular one, the one that people know the most about, is journaling. And what I always recommend, and if you've listened to my podcast a fair share, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but the 5-minute journal is amazing for this. So this is a guided journal, and it has daily journal prompts that you fill out in the morning and in the evening. But what's great about these are every morning it asks you, list 3 things that you're grateful for, and at night it asks you, what are 3 amazing things that happened today? And what I love about this is if you do it first thing in the morning, with you don't check your phone before, you automatically start your day in a much more positive and happier mindset. You're not filling your mind with all the gunk that you're seeing on your phone, which you may be doing subconsciously. You may not think it's making you feel bad, but it is. You're actually filling it with all the things that you're grateful for and what you actually have in your life versus what you want or might think that you want. And what's great about doing it at night is it's clearing your brain of all the negativity before you go to sleep. I've actually found that this helps me sleep a lot better, because right before bed, I'm focusing on the good things that happened in my day and focusing more on positive thinking and happier thinking, instead of going through, oh, I hate that this happened today, and oh, this is so stressful, I have to worry about it tomorrow. Because when you're focusing on the good, even if there isn't a lot of good that happened that day, if you're focusing on those few pockets of good, you're going to sleep with a much more peaceful mind, and therefore you're not going to sleep thinking of stress or thinking of bad things. And because of that, in turn, it actually helps when you are asleep, and it makes you have less nightmares. I don't know if that's scientifically proven, but I've had chronic nightmares, and I find that when I journal before bed and only focus on the positive in my journaling by counting my blessings, I actually fall asleep faster and I dream better and I feel more well-rested in the morning. Don't know if that has a correlation, but I welcome you to try it out. So I love using journaling as a form to practice gratitude, and you don't have to go out and buy the 5-minute journal. You could even just do morning and evening prompts where you count your blessings first thing in the morning, write them down so you can see them, and then do it at the end of the day as well, right before you go to bed. You don't need to buy the journal if you don't want to. It's great if you want to, but you don't have to. Also, I should mention as well, if you're looking for a cheaper guided journal, such as the 5-minute journal, you can also check out the My Recovery Journal, which is available on Amazon. This is actually the journal that I made and wrote, and it basically has very similar prompts to the 5-minute journal. There are daily pages with daily gratitude practices that work for me. There's also different types of mental health exercises in the journal as well that you could do at any time. There's goal tracking, there's habit tracking. Everything you can think of is in that journal. It's basically an amalgamation of what I use for my personal journaling. But if you do want to get into gratitude, and you may not have time to do it morning and night, what's nice about this one is it is basically daily pages you can do at any time in your day, and it has those exact same journal prompts, slightly different, but same type of gratitude prompts in there that you can do whenever you want. So if you are interested and want a cheaper alternative to the 5-minute journal, please check out the My Recovery Journal on Amazon, and it is available in all the different countries on Amazon. So check it out if you're interested, and I would love you forever. And this is a great way, like I said, to practice that gratitude and actually see it in front of you. And let's take a minute. Let's talk about what those things could actually be. Because when we think about practicing gratitude, you might think, okay, I have this friend that I'm grateful for. all these materialistic things, but sometimes it's not a reality for all of us. When I was actually in a pretty deep depressive episode, I felt like I didn't have anything. I felt like I didn't have great friends, or I didn't have a great relationship with my family at the time, or I didn't have a lot of money, or whatever the case may be. But gratitude doesn't have to be materialistic things, or how many friends you have, or how many family members you've talked to that day, because in reality, not everyone has all of those things. Gratitude could be something so small as, I'm grateful that I woke up in a warm bed this morning, or I'm grateful that the sun is shining today, or I'm grateful I have a roof over my head, or food in the fridge. Something as simple as those things are things to be grateful for. It doesn't have to be these grand things that you have in your life. It can be these small little things, because gratitude is not just the big things, it's also the little tiny things that make you happy every day. And sometimes they can be so overlooked. It's so easy to focus on other things in our life and not focus on these little things that still make us happy that we might be completely overlooking. So make sure that when you are practicing gratitude, you're focusing not just on materialistic things. If you want to, go for it. Or if you want to focus on how great your friends made you feel that week, awesome, do that. But also make sure that you're focusing on the little things too. Another thing, which kind of goes in line with journaling, is meditation. So I'm not a huge fan of meditation, but I have tried it. And for practicing gratitude, how this would work is either lie down or find a cozy place to sit and just sit with your thoughts and recraft your mindset to thinking of all the things that you have in your life. Very, very similar to journaling, except you're not writing it out. You are filling your mind with all the things you're grateful for. So when people say, oh, I count my blessings every morning and every night, it's basically just that, just sitting there and just in your head going through all the things that you're grateful for, making a visual list of everything that you can be happy for that day. It's as simple as that. And you can decide to do a guided meditation, or you could do it on your own. It's great if you just want to wake up in the morning and the first thing you want to do, you don't want to take out a notebook and start writing things down. You can just count your blessings in your head. Works perfectly fine. Another way to practice gratitude is to show gratitude. So talking with your loved ones or those people that you are grateful for. People love to hear positive things about themselves. So if you want to be a little more emotional and tell people how you feel and tell people how grateful you are to them, it'll only ever be positive, because when you are more transparent about that stuff, it makes a very positive environment and really strengthens your relationships with those people. And if you have a great enough relationship with them to be grateful for them in your life, might as well make the relationship better. Why not? This is one way you could practice gratitude, but you could also do it by showing little acts of kindness or just helping them out, showing ways that you are grateful for them. That could be showing the love back. That could be helping them out with little tasks. There are so many ways that you could show your gratitude to other people. And you could even do this by volunteering, showing gratitude towards being in your community or helping out. There are so many different ways that you can involve others, and that way you're sharing the positive energy, which is so fun, because when you're journaling, you are filling your brain with focusing on the little pockets of happiness, but it's always great to share that happiness as well. Why not, right? Next is affirmations. Another form of meditation, but a little more direct, and this is something that will take some practice and might feel a little silly at first, but if it feels silly, you're doing it right. So sometimes it takes a lot for us to remain present and actually feel the things that we're grateful for. Especially when you have depression, it's really easy to not feel what you're grateful for. And this may sound weird if you've never experienced it, but you could list everything out and still not feel any type of sensation from it. So a method that my therapist has told me is to look in a mirror every day and say, I am grateful for this. I am grateful for that. I'm happy that I have a job to go to today. I am happy I can have breakfast today. It's small things like that, but when you are looking in a mirror and you're telling yourself that, it's affirming those feelings in you, and over time, you will start feeling it more. It's kind of that way to hack that serotonin in your brain and get you to think a different way and make you feel a different way, because you're actually seeing yourself saying it to you. Sounds a little weird, but it's something that, like I said, takes practice and takes time to get used to. affirmations don't just have to be, I am strong, I am beautiful. It could also be gratitude as well. The last way to practice gratitude, which is my favorite, is going on a walk, going to your favorite spot, wherever that is, and just taking it all in that way. When I lived in my university town, I lived by the water, and there was this beautiful pier, and I would go there pretty often, at least once a week, sit by the rocks, and just take in the sounds of the water, take in the sounds of where I am. And even now that I moved to a city, there is still water near me, and I still go to the water, and I still use the exact same technique. Sometimes I'll put in music, sometimes I won't, because sometimes I just want to take it all in, and sometimes I need that music to really hone in on the environment that I'm in. But what I essentially do here is sit in my spot and just think about everything and reflect on everything. Because for me, sometimes when I'm in my regular environment too often, it's kind of hard to take your mind out of it and say, okay, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that, because you're so used to things happening every day. I know for me, when we go to work every day, sometimes it's like, okay, great, same old, same old. But when you take yourself out of that situation and you go to a new environment and you're thinking about your life and your daily routines, you start to think to yourself, wow, I'm really lucky I have a job. That's a really great thing that I can be grateful for. It's little things like that that you might not be realizing because you're stuck in the same routine and you're stuck in the same environment. So once in a while, take yourself out of that environment, go somewhere, sit with yourself, and just realize what your life is and focusing on the good things and reflecting on that. Take it all in. Again, like I said, put on a good playlist if that's your vibe, or if you just want to sit there and take in your environment to the full effect, try it without music. For me, that's sometimes a challenge because I need music to feel comfortable, but sometimes when I want to push myself, I take the music out and just really focus on the environment that I'm sitting in. So if you're struggling with gratitude in general, try this one because this could really work for you as well. And this helped me start on my gratitude journey, was doing this small practice every few weeks. Sometimes I would do it multiple times a week, and it just helped me get out of my environment and fully realize what I'm grateful for and the things that I do have rather than what I don't. Because that's the whole point of gratitude. And that's the whole point of being happier. Because when your life is surrounded by focusing on what you have, you're using that energy to make a happier environment for yourself instead of using the energy to compare yourself and focus on what you don't have. That's so much negative energy that you're not putting back into yourself. That's just wasted. So instead of focusing on what you don't have, put that all to the side and try to make your life more in the present by focusing on what you do have. It's all about staying in the present. That is something my therapist tells me nonstop, and honestly is one of the huge keys to being happier, is taking it day by day and just staying in the present as best you can. When you start to focus on the future or the past too much, that's when gratitude gets out of balance. If you're focusing on things that happened in the past or things to come in the future, you're not doing it right. Gratitude is about staying in the present moment and focusing on what you have right here and right now. So those were my top tips for gratitude. If you have any others that have worked for you, please feel free to share them with me. You can message me on Instagram or TikTok at The Girl Covering. I would love to chat with you there. But all in all, I really hope this episode helped you in some way, or that you try one of these. Let me know how it goes. And with that, thank you so much for listening today. I hope that you take care of yourself and have an amazing rest of your day.